from New Orleans, Louisiana. The Big Easy, baby. This is Radio Rotary. Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today we are coming to you from the Rotary International Convention in New Orleans, Louisiana.
We are broadcasting from the Cavernous Hall of Friendship in the Montreal Convention Center. Join us for the next half hour as we talk to Rotarians from around the world about the great things they are doing to serve humanity. Welcome back to Radio Rotary. We're coming to you exclusively from the Rotary International Convention in New Orleans, Louisiana. And my guest now is Rebecca French of Charleston, South Carolina, and she's involved with something called the Dictionary Project. Rebecca, good morning and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning. We're happy to be here.
So tell us what the Dictionary Project is.
The Dictionary Project is a nonprofit organization dedicated to getting a dictionary into the hands of every third grader. We were established in Charleston, South Carolina by Mary French, our director, 15 years ago.
Now, by remarkable coincidence, that's your last name, too. Any relation?
Yes, she's my mother.
And she started the project when?
15 years ago, when I was 3 years old. Actually going on 16 years now.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how is Rotary involved in this?
Well, actually, Rotary has been involved with us from the very start. And actually, Rotary is about 50% of our sponsorship and is really the people that take the dictionaries and go into the classroom and hand out the dictionaries to the students themselves.
So, and these are third graders, you said?
Yes, and we're very grateful for everything they've been doing for us.
And the dictionaries are absolutely free to the children?
Yes, it's actually the Rotary who makes the donation, and like I said, the Rotarians go into the classrooms and hand out the dictionaries. They usually post in the very front cover, like the four-way test, and then they have students like look up the word beneficial or friendships, and it's really great for the kids because the Rotarians get to interact with the children, and the children become familiar with Rotary at a very young age so that they can get involved with Rotaract or Interact at later in their lives.
Well, that's just terrific. And you have some samples here. There's one called The Best Dictionary for Students and one just called A Student's Dictionary. Are these the same or are these for different grades?
Well, actually, no, they're all for third graders, and our director actually writes the dictionaries herself, and then she publishes them. The Best Dictionary for Students, that's the smaller version. It's the most simple version just because it's a word list dedicated for the third grade student. And then A Student's Dictionary, it has the same word list, but it's a gazetteer also that contains like the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, maps of all the continents, and information on all the 50 states. And it includes the longest word in the English language, which has over 1,900 letters, and they get really thrilled to see that.
I'm not going to ask you what that is. I remember Julie Andrews talking about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which, by the way, you have to be able to say if you want to be on radio.
Oh, really?
Well, Rebecca French, thank you so much. You're a good sport. Thank you for being on Radio Rotary. Thank you for everything you do for childhood literacy. And if folks around the world who are listening to Radio Rotary right now want more information, do you have a website or some way to contact you?
Yeah, just check out our website, dictionaryproject.org, and it converts into Spanish and French as well. So you just check it out. I'm sure you can find all of our information on there and click on our international tab to see other projects that are internationally renowned. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for being on the show. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of our coverage from the 2011 Rotary International Convention from New Orleans, Louisiana, after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Manja, manja, manja.
It's Conger Valley Cottage Rotary's annual Italian festival, Sunday, October 2nd at Conger Station Park.
Little Italy comes to Rockland County. Authentic Italian food, free admission, crafts, specialty vendors, live entertainment, and children's activities.
Lots of easy parking, so save the date. That's Sunday, October 2nd for loads of fun at the ever-popular Italian festival. Rain date is October 16th. For more information, visit www.congersitalianfestival.com. That's www.congersitalianfestival.com.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Join us at the Rhinebeck Rotary's 21st Annual Golf Classic Tournament on Wednesday, September 28th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Red Hook Golf Club.
Registration fee of $100 per player includes a round of golf with cart, morning snacks, and post-play barbecue, prizes and awards.
Save the date, Wednesday, September 28th. For more information, call Greg at 845-876-7035. That's 845-876-7035.
876-7035. Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboss speaking to you from the 2011 Rotary International Convention from New Orleans, Louisiana. And my very special guest right now is Del Dreyer of the Tulsa, Oklahoma Rotary Club. And Del, you're going to be talking to us a little bit about something that's precious and necessary for life, water. But first of all, good morning and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you. Happy to be here and happy to speak with you about our project.
What are Rotarians doing about clean water, especially in your club at Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Well, in our club, we started a project in Nicaragua in 2002, and to date, we have drilled 200 wells. These are deep wells from 65 feet to 330 feet deep, and all of them but two are still operating. And this year, we drilled 30 wells during the season because it's limited because of rain, etc. And right now, our trucks are put up because we can no longer drill. But that's where we are as of today.
And why did you choose Nicaragua to drill wells in?
One of our members was down there on a church mission trip and recognized the need for water, came back to our club and talked to us and our leadership at the time about the opportunity. And from there, because we're in drilling country with oil wells, etc., we had the expertise and found some used equipment that we could refurbish and get shipped down there. And that started in 2000. 2002, we had the equipment ready to go and shipped it down there and have been drilling ever since.
And of course, Del Dreyer, the Tulsa, Oklahoma Club, you and I both know that even though when you see pictures from outer space of the world covered by all that water, three-quarters water, almost all of that is salt water, therefore not drinkable. That the really drinkable water is less than 2%, but you can't survive without water. You can go for days without food, especially me because I carry a little extra poundage, but you can't go without water. So it's a wonderful thing that you folks over in Tulsa are doing because we all know that clean water is essential to health.
It certainly is, and we started drilling initially near schools and in communities. Our bottom line is we try to serve at least 2,000 homeowners or homes in that community, most of them in very poor areas where they cannot afford to hire someone to come in and drill wells. So we do it for them for free, but we also partner with our clubs in that part of the country and part of the world, I should say, Leon and Messiah, and those are the Rotarians that are on the ground that inspect the wells, agree on the site, kind of oversee it between our annual trips down there to make sure that we have sustainability and that the wells are working. And the University of Lyon is now using their students and their graduate professors to test the wells and make sure the water stays safe to drink.
Well, Del Dreyer of the Tulsa, Oklahoma Rotary Club, thank you so much for this wonderful service project in bringing clean water to the poor, and thank you for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you very much. Happy to do so.
This is Jonah Treeblos speaking to you from the 2011 Rotary International Convention in New Orleans, Louisiana. And we are here with a lovely young lady by the name of Holly Borg. And she is in something called Interact. Good morning, Holly. Welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning.
Tell us, what is Interact?
Interact's the teen version of Rotary International. It's for students ages 12 to 18. And there's over 100,000 interactors in over 110 countries all around the world.
And, the adult Rotary, or shall I say the old adult Rotary, because you're a young adult, but the Rotary clubs in general have a very big commitment to service. In fact, our motto is service above self. Does Interact get involved in a lot of service projects?
We do. Actually, I'm part of District 5170, which is the San Francisco Bay Area district ranging from Santa Cruz counties to Oakland counties, and we're the largest district in the world. We have over 6,000 interactors spread throughout 80 clubs in our district, and actually our two focuses are service and international fundraising. So this year, our community service theme was hunger relief. So in everyone's different communities, all of our interactors spent time, doing canned food drives and doing projects that would combat hunger in our communities. And then additionally, we fundraised money internationally for Shelter Box, which was our international project this year.
Shelter Box, of course, is that wonderful program started in England by Tom Henderson, where they take a very big tub, fill it with a tent and supplies for people who are made homeless by natural disasters. How many shelter boxes have you folks been able to fund?
Well, our goal was to raise $50,000, which would allow us to send 50 shelter boxes, which is the equivalent of helping 500 people in need from a natural disaster. But however, when all of the 80-plus clubs sent back their own personal goals for the year of how much they wanted to raise, it came out to over $114,000 that we wanted to raise, which would mean that we would be sending 114 shelter boxes to places all around the world.
Well, that's terrific. That's an accomplishment you can be very proud of. Now, Interact, of course, is the high school version of Rotary. There's also Rotaract, which is the college version of Rotary. What year are you in high school, Holly?
I'm currently a junior and an incoming senior.
Okay, so you're starting to look at colleges, right?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
All right, Dan, you're going to be joining Rotaract when you're in college?
I will be joining Rotaract. If there's an existing one, I'm looking to start one in that community.
All right. Any idea what you want to study?
I want to be a doctor and either study special infectious diseases focusing on HIV and AIDS or do oncology and do cancer research.
Well, you know what? You seem like a bright young lady. I'm sure you'll be very successful. And I want to thank Holly Borg, who is very involved with Interact, the high school version of Rotary, for joining us on Radio Rotary this morning. And Holly, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back with more of our coverage of the 2011 Rotary International Convention from New Orleans, Louisiana, after these important messages.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back to this segment of Radio Rotary, broadcasting live from the Convention Center at the RI Convention in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Sarah O'Connell, and I'm joined by Jack Selway, who is a founder, compulsive member, historian himself on the Global, it's Rotary Global History Fellowship. Is that correct, Jack?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, what does that mean exactly?
Rotary, obviously, global in that we don't focus on a regional aspect of Rotary.
Because Rotary is an international organization. Is that where you're going with this?
Well, yeah, and more than 200 countries, and we even collect the history of countries that don't exist anymore because they are historic. Rotary Global History, then, is that which is pertinent to Rotary, which is historical. Maybe not always popular.
But why is it important?
probably the biggest reason, other than initially to feed my curiosity as to who the first 50 clubs might have been.
Hey, that's good enough for me, but you have a bigger vision than that, don't you, Jack?
But that was the beginning of my vision, and at the time, having been schooled at the Rotary Club of San Francisco, I believed the thought there that Paul Harris was an old man who didn't care much anymore about Rotary, who'd lost interest, and so I was only interested in this list of clubs until someone at the 2001 convention said, oh, you don't know Paul Harris. I have some of his love letters.
His love letters?
Love letters.
To whom?
Love letters that he wrote to a woman in Jacksonville, Florida. And she said, he's witty, he's imaginative, he's caring, he's thoughtful. And he said, you got to read one of his books. So I read a book. And from that moment on, this collection of a few Rotary Club histories in 2001 expanded now to all the works of Paul Harris, writings by every other Rotary president whose work we've been able to acquire, and the philosophy of Rotary.
That's a big vision. And just tell our listeners briefly, without digressing too much, because we're on a roll here, exactly who Paul Harris was.
Well, he was a kid from Racine, about 3 years old. He was transplanted to live with his grandparents because the parents were not financially responsible. The grandparent had no education but a lot of money. But he also taught Paul the understanding of the words tolerance and compassion. Those things he understood very well. So when Paul grew up and left home, he had this in his mind. You know, he knew what grandfather's lessons had been, and
it was his life philosophy, basically.
Well, yeah, and you know, be good. Grandfather was part of the Underground Railroad.
Oh my goodness. But Mr. Harris, jumping ahead, fast forwarding a little bit, is the founder of Rotary.
Well, when he finally landed in Chicago in 96, started a law firm. About 4 years later, walking with a friend, he noticed that everybody knew this friend after dinner. And what about having an organization of men at the time, from all walks of life, all nationalities, creeds, ethnic background, and he started thinking about it. He had a couple of clients and friends that he talked to about it, and then they met either in 1904 or 1905. History is a little muddled on that.
Okay, but let's get back a little bit. Now we know who Paul Harris is and how you jump-started your curiosity a little bit to dig deeper into the history of Rotary. Talk to us about when you founded the Rotary Global History Fellowship and what's been happening since. This is a pretty new kind of initiative here. So when you founded it and what's going on since then?
Well, to begin with, it's not that new. There was an organization called Rotary Heritage and History Fellowship International that had begun about 8 years before me. I started just by collecting this list and then developed it, and by 2003 we were under pressure from Rotary International to become an organized fellowship. At that time it was mine.
Well, but you took it to the next level is my point, I think.
Well, I and some other people brought it to the next level. Now we are a recognized fellowship of Rotary with about 800 members.
And you are an exhibitor here at the RI Convention 2011 in New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is our 11th convention.
And how many members of the fellowship to date?
800, but then we have non-paying subscribers to our features of 12,000.
Like our producer, Betty Renner.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's jumping on board. So is Jonah Treibwasser, who's here, my co-host on Radio Rotary. Hey, Jack, one last thought before we have to break.
What?
One last thought about what would be the most important thing that you could accomplish within the next year for the Rotary Global History Fellowship.
Well, not for us, but within the next decade or maybe in my lifetime, to see that the global history of Rotary, the concept of teaching history, becomes an organized part of the International Assembly, where district governors are trained, gets district conferences, leadership, Rotary Leadership Institute is now beginning to offer a history course.
And why do you feel that that's important?
If you don't know what it is you're involved in, why stay in it? If you're just there for lunch or to sell an insurance policy, or because you know the people in the club and their neighbors, that's not enough to keep you going. If you were of a particular religious faith and had no idea what the background was of it, you could go to the one across the street.
So it's a deeper understanding.
From a deeper understanding, what would you give your life for? Your children. You understand them. You know their history. You need to be invested in something in order to stay with it.
So this is to help us as Rotarians hold things closer to our hearts.
Exactly. I like the way you said that.
Thank you, Jack. Have fun at the convention. You're in the Big Easy, baby.
Well, Sarah, I don't know about you, but I had a terrific time here in New Orleans. That's how you pronounce it, right?
No.
All right, so how do you pronounce it? Let's do it right.
All right, let's do it right. Drum roll, please. It's New Orleans.
Well, that's where I've had a terrific time. How about you?
I've had a great time because you know what, Jonah?
What?
New Orleans is the Big Easy, baby.
Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning into Radio Rotary. I hope you enjoyed our exclusive coverage of the 2011 Rotary International Convention. And Sarah and I have had a great time bringing you the show, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of what, Sarah?
Radio Rotary, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Thanks, folks. Well, Sarah, I don't know about you, but I had a terrific time here in New Orleans. That's how you pronounce it, right?
No.
All right, so how do you pronounce it? Let's do it right.
All right, let's do it right. Drum roll, please. It's New Orleans.
Well, that's where I've had a terrific time. How about you?
I've had a great time because you know what, Jonah?
What?
New Orleans is the Big Easy, baby.
Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning into Radio Rotary. I hope you enjoyed our exclusive coverage of the 2011 Rotary International Convention. And Sarah and I have had a great time bringing you the show, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of what, Sarah?
Radio Rotary, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Thanks, folks.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business. Join Red Hook Rotary for their annual Citizen of the Year dinner honoring longtime Rotarian and community volunteer Nikki Weaver at the Red Hook Firehouse Tuesday, October 25th at 6:15 p.m.
The cost is just $40 per person and includes a fabulous dinner and a fun time. Tickets are available from any Red Hook Rotarian or call Carl Dowden at 845-876-4831. That's 845-876-4831.